The new political leadership in Nelson was sworn in Tuesday night in front of an audience of more than 100 people. Family members of councillors and other dignitaries had been invited to Prestige Lakeside Resort to witness the changing of power after October's civic election. Putting on the chains of office, Janice Morrison was sworn in as mayor, the second woman in the history of the city to bear the title.
As the newly elected council, we are all looking forward to building a strong, proactive, and inclusive team that will represent our great community for the next 4 years. We all have family and friends here to help us celebrate this momentous occasion. Without the support of our families, taking on this mantle of public service would not be possible. I must again thank my touchstone, Mike, for his unwavering support during my 3 terms as a city councillor, and now as I take on this new role and honor as Nelson's next mayor.
Along with her, a new constellation of 6 councillors, 3 incumbents, and 3 first-timers to hold office, having to take an oath in front of provincial court judge Craig Seacott.
I, Leslie Payne, do solemnly affirm that I am qualified to hold the office of councillor for the city of Nelson, to which I have been elected. I have complied with the provisions of the Local Government Act in relation to my election.
Once the council was sworn in, it was time for the new mayor to do her first address to the council.
I'd like to start my address this evening by acknowledging that today, November the 8th, is Indigenous Veterans Day. The First Nations, Inuit, and Métis have had a long, proud history of military service in Canada. The exact number of Indigenous people participating in the First and Second World Wars has been difficult to determine, but participation in Canada's military efforts over the years has been impressive. Today, more than 1,200 Indigenous people serve with the Canadian Forces at home and overseas. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your service to your country.
Now, second-term councillors Keith Page, Jesse Woodward, and Rick Lochtenberg will share the table with newcomers Jesse Pinero, Leslie Payne, and Kate Tate. And here's what she had to say after spending the past few days learning the ropes around City Hall.
It feels great. I'm really excited to get started. It's a really great group. It's a really fantastic council. We've got some experience. We've got some new, fresh ideas. And I think everyone is committed to moving forward together.
Next up for the newly elected crowd will be to tackle the city budget, possibly having to make some hard choices on what services your tax dollars should be spent on or be cut back from. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.